aristocratic visitors. The Earl of Shiring was there now. The monk caught Gwenda's eye and smiled. Brother Godwin was young and handsome, and last night he had spoken kindly to Philemon. Beside Gwenda was another family from her village. Samuel, a prosperous landed peasant, and his wife and two sons. The youngest, Wulfric, was an annoying six-year-old who thought that throwing acorns at girls was the funniest thing in the world. Gwenda's father had no land and hired himself out as a labourer. The family often went hungry. That was why Gwenda had to steal. She imagined being caught, the agony as her hand was chopped off and had to clamp her teeth together to keep from screaming. Her father had suffered this punishment. He managed well with one hand, but he was always the last labourer to be hired in the spring and the first to be laid off in the autumn. He could never leave the village and seek work elsewhere, because the amputation marked him as a thief. People were standing, stretching and yawning. Gwenda got up. All her clothes had previously belonged to her older brother. She wore a woolen shift that came down to her knees and a tunic over it, gathered at the waist with a hemp cord. She caught her father's eye, and he pointed surreptitiously to a family across the way, a couple in